From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump has decided to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program that protected 800,000 young undocumented immigrants from deportation. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said he was disappointed by the president's move.
The first and only direct conversation which I've had with President Trump was the day of his inauguration, and I thanked him for the kind words he said about Dreamers and DACA. He looked me in the eye and he said, "Don't worry about those kids. We're going to take care of those Dreamers."
Congress now has 6 months to act if it wishes to continue to allow those affected to remain in the United States. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said that more sanctions on North Korea are unlikely to change the country's behavior.
The reasons we're pushing for so many sanctions, you know, do we think more sanctions are going to work on North Korea? Not necessarily. But what does it do? It cuts off the revenue that allows them to build ballistic missiles.
Haley wants the United Nations Security Council to vote on September 11th to impose tougher sanctions on North Korea over its sixth and largest nuclear test. China and Russia say additional sanctions against Pyongyang will do little to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Hurricane Irma is the most powerful storm ever recorded in the Atlantic Ocean. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the Category 5 storm has winds approaching 300 kilometers per hour. President Donald Trump has declared emergencies in Florida, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, which authorizes the Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Emergency Management Agency to coordinate disaster relief efforts in those places. This is VOA News.